Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, August 9th. We're here.
Hi.
We're strong. We're beautiful. And we're pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going for an audition today?
No, I'm filming today.
Oh, you're filming today.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a paying gig?
Yeah, it's
paid. I sure hope so.
Yeah, I know. It's good. All the way in Marina Del Rey. It's
yeah,
fucking
don't
paid.
Don't work for free for anybody.
Yeah, and hair and makeup. So, like, had to get my makeup done at 7:45 this morning.
Mm. So you got up early?
Mm-hmm.
Got ready?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I'm going to go do my hair, and then I'll be on set till like 10 p.m.
So, and what's filming? Is that like a reality show or something?
It's a reality show, but it's for somebody else, and honestly, I don't even know the premise.
Uh-huh.
They said, do you want to be involved? I said, what's the cost? And then I said, I'll be there.
Yeah, right? Good for you. Awesome.
So it films for the next 3 days.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
Will you be able to be here tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't have the schedule, but I mean, today it worked out. So I assume tomorrow will be. And it's always hurry up and wait. That like today is supposed to be at 12, and she just pushed it back and said, do hair first, then come to set. And I was like, whatever.
Okay, well, let me know. Either way, it's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to mess up your gig.
I know. It's paying my next 2 months of rent.
Good for you. So you see, you just have to hang in there.
Yeah, be patient.
Yeah.
But I want money in my savings account. I just don't want to make money just to pay my bills.
Well, who doesn't?
I know.
You got to work for that.
Yep, that's for sure.
Extra hard, I know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm excited.
Look, it doesn't matter. If people don't know how to save, some people I know, they can't really save. And it doesn't matter how much money they make.
Right.
They'll never have savings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because you adjust your expenses and then you start spending more.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here with 4 hours of sleep. I don't know how I'm even up, but.
I didn't sleep well either.
Yeah.
I
slept well. I just went to sleep late, you know.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
But.
And I smoked too. Like I smoked because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to smoke tonight.
Yeah, did it help?
It helped me for about an hour. And then I woke up, and I don't know if it's the weed, but for the past 2 nights I've smoked, and I've been having the most horrifying dreams.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I fuck this. I was up at 3.
Yeah.
And I was like,
well,
I can't go back to
bed. Don't smoke then.
Then I was sweating.
Wow.
So hot
from
in my apartment.
Dreams? Oh, from the...
Yeah.
But it's not hot at night.
No, it's so hot. And my AC was on 73. I was like, why am I so hot?
Yeah, and 73 and you were hot?
Yeah, no, you know me, I'm always cold.
Yeah, well, you got hot flashes then or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck you got there.
My mom was in the hospital yesterday.
No. Mm-hmm. What happened?
They don't know. I mean, her blood work was normal, but they don't know what's wrong with her.
You worried?
I am, but I'm not. It's just weird to me because she never gets sick.
Right.
So when she's sick, it's like, whoa, what do you mean mom's sick?
In hospital sick, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, but Marcella says hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's fucking, I got it.
Really?
The first time you ever got it, I got it. It is the most painful, horrific thing you could ever go through.
Really?
It's like 10 times worse than the flu.
Really?
Yeah, I remember I was out to eat with my girlfriend and I go, hey, I hate to do this. I have to go. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I can't explain it. Like, you can't explain what your body feels like, but it's horrible. Your whole body aches. You can't lay comfortably. You sweat. Mm. You're not hungry. And I think that's what she has. And she just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah. How do you get it? Viruses?
It's a virus.
Really?
So like she was like sharing drinks and stuff with Marcellus this weekend. And then Gabby was like, I wouldn't do that. He's not feeling well.
Yeah. Oh,
and then she brought Marcellus and they're like, oh, he has hand, foot, and mouth.
Oh,
and I was like, that sucks.
The fucking kids bring everything from school, man.
From school.
Yeah.
I'd rather him bring home lice than ever get hand, foot, and mouth ever again.
Oh, God.
It's horrible.
Lice is horrible too.
Yeah, it is. And you have to like get that brush and like single-handedly take out the eggs.
And ooh. I don't think there's a kid that escapes that.
No.
You know, they all get it.
At least once in your lifetime.
Yeah.
And which means if he gets it, you all get it.
Yeah.
And you got to put everything in the wash.
Yeah, it's crazy.
At the highest temperature possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I I actually got, when I was young, like, mine must have been 19.
Yeah.
I got crabs. And not
STD?
It's an STD crabs.
Yeah.
You actually get these fucking things on you.
I know, but like how?
Okay, so let me explain that to you. It was never from sex with anybody. I had a roommate, right?
Okay.
And he convinced me to invite this woman to stay a couple nights because she didn't have a place to stay, blah, blah, blah. I did it out of good heartedness, right?
Okay.
Well, apparently she must have left crabs on her sheets or whatever. And the whole fucking house, you know, they go in the carpet, they go in your hair, your pubic hair and everything, you know.
I'm horrified.
And, you know, I had to use like special shampoo and shit like that and wash the clothes. But
I thought you had to get like physical contact.
No. They just like all they do is fucking, they're all over like bugs, you know.
Ew.
They're just very small and you can see them crawling on you. And it never occurred to me even once to shave everything off. You know, it was like the fucking 70s. Nobody was shaving off their pubes. So I battled it. And the only way...
Ew.
I mean, it never stopped. The only way I could finally get rid of it is move out. The last thing I did was take a shower with clean clothes. Directly from the shower into my clothes and out the fucking door.
Oh my God, that's awful. But I thought,
and all the
there's like
in the wash,
cream and stuff for that, I thought.
Well, there was like shampoo, so, but they, I don't know, they come back because they're on the furniture.
Ew!
And on the carpet. I'm telling you,
you know,
it's the
I've
worst
never,
fucking thing. It's like a fucking curse.
I've never ever met a single person who has ever had crabs. Or maybe they just haven't never admitted it. But
and it's not like I even had sex with her, for crying out loud, you know? If you get rewarded or something, but for crying out loud.
Did your roommate get it?
Yeah. Well, did he? Yeah, and then he moved out right away or something.
So you guys just, like, cut your lease? Like, what the fuck did you do with all your shit?
No, I stayed, I don't know how long I stayed, but I finally moved out. Yeah, I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
Oh, my God.
Danny, you know what I mean? Fucking 30-some years? 40 years, maybe. That's a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't remember a lot, but... it was shitty, yeah. So I don't wish that on anybody. Now we've got ants in the fucking house.
Yeah, you were saying
that. And every time I get them, they come out different places, you know. So I don't know what to do anymore. And sometimes you just find one crawling on you and you go, ooh, you know. And fuck, man, who wants to live like this? But I think they sprayed my neighbor's home and now they're all coming to me.
Oh.
The apartment. So I don't know, but
that sounds
all these
both those stories are terrible,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
My dad like did this movie one time. He was like trying to be an actor. Mm. You go, Dad. Don't ever tell anybody you can't try to go for your dreams. And he like filmed this movie where he was like a gay guy, and he had to like come out to his son. But they were filming in this location, and my dad was like, the place was so disgusting, and I was like, that's what happens when you have no budget for a movie.
Yeah.
So, like, he started getting, like, these huge welts all over his body. And really? We were like, Dad, you need to go get checked. Like, maybe this is, like, some type of, like, cancer, disease. And, like, he kept going to the doctors and they were like, no, your blood work's fine. We don't know what's wrong with you. And they were getting worse and worse and, like, multiplying. So, finally, he goes to another doctor for a second opinion. The guy's like, those are bed bugs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
But the crazy thing
that's
is...
disgusting,
they had
too.
To, yeah, they, that's even more disgusting.
Right?
They had to pay $1,200 for, like, that people to come and, like, put the house at, like, 1,000 degrees or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know how they have to kill them with heat?
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
It costs, like, $1,200 to have them come out. And then they have to literally put your house on fire. Like, the inside has to be, like, a sauna box.
Really?
So we all had to leave, but no one got it but my dad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's weird.
It is.
Because he had
man.
It for like weeks before they told him what what they thought it was.
Wow. And what's amazing is how some doctors can't figure it out, right?
Yeah,
that's the scary part of it.
Because doctors sometimes don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Exactly. Like, we don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Obviously something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes they'd be making shit up. Like, remember I told you I went to the doctor 37 times 2 years ago. Okay. And I would walk in and be like, what today, Danielle? Like, it was just something new because I freak out.
Really?
And I would probably be the same out here if I had the same doctor and he was right down the street. Like, for anything. When my boob hurts, when my leg hurts, anything I'd be going in for. And he, anytime I went in, he like wouldn't even check my throat. He would just write me a prescription for the Z-Pak. I'm like, how can you write me a prescription for antibiotics when you're not even looking at me?
Yeah.
But they get paid off that shit.
That's true.
So like every time they write a script for somebody, they're getting paid.
Yeah.
That's why they don't give a fuck.
I know, man. That's scary. You know, everything is money today.
Have you, I remember how we were talking about that show, The Resident?
Yeah.
So on that show, a lot of those, the villains in the show are like these doctors that like will literally kill people or diagnose them with cancer just because they get paid off of it. And that really? Freaks me out because I'm like, what if that's like some real life shit?
Right.
Like what if doctors are out here misdiagnosing people just for a payday?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's sad commentary when we can't trust our doctors, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Really sucks, man. But, you know, talking about doing everything for money, I went to the concert last night. And I was bummed out, you know. I mean, I was like, okay, so we, first of all, a lot of traffic. Okay,
how was
so,
that? I forgot.
Yeah, so it was like in Costa Mesa, and they have the Orange County Fair now. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
But it's a huge fair. I didn't even realize, you know, they had like two huge Ferris wheels. Imagine that.
No, no, no. I've seen pictures and videos.
They were very far from each other. Mm-hmm. So, and then the amphitheater is right there where the fair was. So we had to deal with traffic for the fair as well.
How was parking?
Parking sucked. Mm. But finally we found something. I don't know how.
Did you get there on time?
No, we were late
mm-hmm.
due to the traffic. But I mean, we knew we would because my brother couldn't leave any earlier. So we got there and for the last song of the first band, who is Asia, right? Now, mind you...
Damn, you were super late then.
Yeah, well, half an hour, yeah.
Oh, so they were only performing for a half hour.
They performed for about maybe 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know exactly when it started.
Which is a decent
probably,
amount of songs if you narrow them down.
Right,
to 3 minutes
look,
each.
We got to the last song.
Yeah.
When we arrived. But you know what? I was relieved because I felt the singer is definitely not... The original singer is, doesn't even sound like him. And I never heard this guy before. And I'm like, I'm really into the singer of the group.
Right.
So what the fuck, you know? And he sang it like shit. And I thought, I told my brother, I said, you know what? I'm glad we missed him. Let's just go into Toto, right? So they finally come on the stage. I always say, you know, if I had a band and I started the concert, I'd start with the most upbeat song I had. To get everybody off their feet right away, you know?
Right, right, right. Which makes sense.
No. Not
they,
here.
They open like
in a lot of concerts, they do the same shit. They start slow.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize from the beginning, people are just sitting there watching. And I'm like, don't you understand that in order to connect with the audience, you need to play a song they know.
Right.
Okay. So we're sitting there and occasionally there's another song that you may know. You may remember because it was like a back deep track in one of their old albums or something. And, you know, Africa came at the end.
Right.
So that's like a classic cliche, you know, like, yeah, we'll play the best hit in the end.
So
and what does he say? He says, well, we better play it. You guys came all the way here to hear this. So, yeah, and exactly. We came here to see songs we like. And every time they played a song that people knew, everybody was on their feet. So why would you fucking waste... let's say 80% of your show a new shit that nobody knows. I mean, what the fuck, you know? And then he's like, oh, so I got an old song that I want to play now and it means a lot. We thought, great, now he's going to bring a hit, right?
Right, right, right.
Sings While My Guitar Gently Weeps from George Harrison. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I don't even know what that song is.
Yeah.
But it sounds very depressing.
No, it's a good song. It's a good song. But what the fuck does it have to do with Toto? You know, I mean, you guys have a million fucking songs. You're doing a cover.
Wait, so you stayed till the very end of the concert?
So we stayed till the end.
And then you were stuck in that
like
traffic.
They were on for 2 hours, actually. Yeah.
Nope, I've never, ever stayed till the end of a concert.
Oh, well, we left like before the...
The crowd.
No, well, actually, you know what was interesting is people were leaving throughout the whole thing. And we noticed that. And I told my brother, I said, I'm not surprised. I'm pretty fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and every song that's boring, I'm waiting for it to end to see what they're going to play next. Another piece of shit, you know. And, of course, every band now from the 70s, 80s, they don't have all the guys anymore, so it's not the same.
Why don't they just like give up?
Because we were talking about this with my brother, because they have a chance. They all feel that, hey, we need some money, you know, so let's just go on a tour or something, you know.
Yeah, but at some point, it's just like, at some point, Backstreet Boys still touring is not going to be like cute anymore. Like, nobody's going to go.
Right, you know, but that's...
Like, your band is from the 70s.
Right.
Yeah, it should... 70s, 80s. They should have hung it up.
Yeah, when they
think about it, like, look at the reaction. It's not like you just came back and said that was the best night ever, and I'm so glad I went.
Exactly, and it's time for them to retire. To it. Yeah,
and they're all older, right?
Yeah, they're all older in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, like go home.
Yeah,
play with your grandkids.
I mean, some of them are great. I mean, not that band, but some bands are great. You know, right. I mean, look at Aerosmith, for example.
But they hung it up.
Yeah,
they don't. They're not touring anymore.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Steven Tyler has some mega issues, I think.
Yeah.
He's gotten so much plastic surgery. He almost looks like Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Bruce.
You think he got surgery? Because he just looks like an old lady.
He very definitely wrinkled. Got work done. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
110%.
Because he looks so...
When he was on American Idol, it was like almost hard to look at him. I'm like, whoa, dude. You need to like lay off the doctor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. But.
Yeah. He looks like his daughter.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler.
Like her grandmother. That's what
I don't
looks
know why
like.
Every time she's in a movie, she irritates me.
Really?
Yeah. I've never liked her as an actress.
I don't think I've seen her in even one movie. I wasn't in The Lord of the Rings.
Have you ever seen Empire? She wasn't in Lord. Oh, she was.
Right?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was in, you didn't watch the movie Empire Records?
No.
Oh my God, that's a fucking
classic.
And
then she was in Armageddon too, right?
Yeah, I couldn't stand her.
Yeah.
Couldn't fucking stand her in that movie. I'm like, you ruined it.
Yeah.
You ruined this movie.
The movie so
they just casted some other female lead, I would have liked the movie probably. But I just can't stand her. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Please stop talking.
Hmm.
She was in The Hulk, the original, not the remake.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I don't think that she would be an actress if she wasn't related to Steven Tyler.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she's pretty.
No,
you
she's
know?
Not ugly. But
right.
She's not talented.
She can't act? You don't think she can act?
No. Oh, my God. The way she acted in Empire Records, I was like, ugh. Please. Get punched.
Yeah. Mostly, I don't notice if people act well or not until they're really bad. You know, if they're bad, you can tell.
Like, I've been watching the Hallmark Channel for, like, the past 3 days because it's, like, they're having, like, I don't know if they're gearing up for, like, Christmas already, but, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're even doing Christmas commercials.
Really?
I'm like, dude, that's, like, 7 months away.
Yeah,
can we take,
fucking...
Can we take it down a notch? Yeah. Like, they're promoting their new Christmas movies. I'm like, it is literally August.
Yeah.
But they've been having, like, love movies on for the past 2 days. And the acting in these movies is so awful, but it's like a train wreck you can't stop. Like, you almost have to watch to be like, did they really produce this?
Really?
Yeah. Like, it makes me feel like I could just go to an audition and I'll get it.
Yeah.
That's how bad the acting is. Like, you need no training whatsoever.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Makes you wonder because there's so many great actors, even if you don't know them, you know, like up and coming.
Yeah, but they're not on Hallmark.
Movies, yeah.
They're, like, in upcoming, like, feature films. They're not doing Hallmark movies.
No, I'm saying, like, someone who's not famous, you know. Let's say you're a better actress than these people on the screen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So why would they end up with shit, you
probably
know?
Can't afford them.
Nah, I don't think so.
No,
I mean,
especially if they don't have a resume.
A lot of hungry actors out
mm-hmm.
here.
Like, I would do a movie for, like, a decent price. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can work with that. I'll show up on set on time.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can dig that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. True. True. Very true. So, So I got irritated with the concert, and we left. Like, you know, they played Africa, and then they came back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left. I thought here they are playing other shit. So yeah. So that was the story of that, and I felt it was a waste. Of time.
That sucks. There's nothing worse than going a long distance and feeling like you didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't get what you put into it. Like, you didn't get at least your gas money. Is
right.
It's nothing worse.
Gas money. The tickets were not cheap.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, you never know.
I've never been a concert fan.
No.
I hate concerts.
They're fun.
No.
Man. They're fun.
Unless I'm backstage and I'm meeting the artist, count me out. I can catch you on my Apple Music.
Yeah.
I don't care about your live performance. I don't care if you perform it well. You sound good on my cell phone. That's all that matters.
Right. But you get to see them. You get to be with other fans, you know.
It's, don't care.
It's interesting. I don't know. I like it, but it's but yeah, not everybody's the same in concert. And some people have great songs, but they're not good performers.
Like Backstreet Boys is the best concert I've ever been to.
Probably because they dance, right?
They were entertaining, but I was also like 14. So I've been to Drake. Like I went to Drake two or three years ago, and he's really good live. He sounds just like his music.
Yeah.
But I realized at the Drake concert that I don't like concerts.
Yeah.
Like it's just too long. His concert was like 5 hours because he's not like one of those artists that just like does the bare minimum. Like he'll perform every single hit record he's ever had, and he'll keep you there until 2 a.m.
Mm.
I mean, you get your money's worth for sure with someone like Drake, but I was like, get me out of here.
It was too long.
It was way too long. I was miserable. I feel like, and when you don't have good seats, I mean, don't get me wrong, we had like quote unquote VIP, but the VIP is still far away from the stage. You're just standing on a platform,
right?
And you get like liquor in your booth.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, like I said, I didn't mind the crowds and everything, if at least it was good, you know, but. It was in an open amphitheater, open air.
Yeah.
So that was pretty nice. But I was surprised, there was no smell of weed anywhere, you know, which is very weird in concerts.
So, they probably checked everyone's bags on the way in. No,
but not for weed, no. Besides, you can bring it in your pocket, you know. But no, they don't check for that. They just check for weapons, for metal detectors. And,
For weapons like guns.
Yeah. So they have a metal detector, but that's about it. And but you know what? That fair seemed great. I think maybe I'll just go on the weekend with somebody.
Oh, so you're going to do that drive again?
Yeah, why not? Go later in the day or something.
That's a good like date night spot if you like rides.
Yeah,
I don't, so.
Right, I don't either. But you can imagine they have all the candy and shit like that and people. And
I mean, I would definitely like to go for the experience, but I would hate to go with someone who's like, yeah, babe, let's go on this Ferris wheel. And
well,
I'm
yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, babe, we're not.
No, just to walk around, see people, eat. You know, they have all the popcorn and churros and all that shit, you know.
My friend's in Greece and he just sent me a snap.
Uh-huh.
And he's at a nightclub and there's just like girls with their tits out in the nightclub.
Really?
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like literally just tits out.
Yeah, well, it's a topless bar then.
Yeah. And there was like a guy in a little Speedo swinging his dick around. I'm like, Anthony, where are you?
Where are you? You know that in...
I want to go there so bad.
In Denmark and in the Netherlands and stuff, they have like live sex shows.
Oh, yeah. That's like in a lot of places, though. Like if you go to Amsterdam, they'll have
right,
live
sex. Right, Amsterdam. Yeah. That's in the Netherlands. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
Amsterdam's pretty close, though, right? Like flight-wise?
No.
How long's the flight to Amsterdam?
Probably 10 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why do I think Amsterdam was like 3-4 hours away?
How can it be? It's in Europe and you have to cross all of the continent to get there. So you have to do 5 hours just to get to New York. And then you have to cross.
Oh, it's in the opposite direction.
Yeah,
so it's closer to the East Coast.
Right.
So it's probably like 4 hours from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I'm thinking like from Boston.
No.
Okay. That's not. So I will never go to Amsterdam for the mere fact that I watched the movie Hostel.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Yeah, never. I'll never go there.
Yeah.
I won't feel safe.
Yeah.
I'll have nightmares every single day that I'm there. I'll be scared to even like walk out of my apartment or a hotel wherever I'm staying.
Hmm. I visited 3 times there. I never got scared. It always felt great, you know. But
you should watch
that
movie then.
Why? Why would I want to see it?
Yeah, come on, see it. Tell me if shit is really like that out there.
What is it about, though?
It's about how Amsterdam has like these places called hostels, and like Americans and people that come to visit like get kidnapped and tortured and killed in this sick like little game.
Really?
Yeah. And ever since then, I'm like, no, nope, I'm never going.
Yeah.
I won't go.
They have hostels everywhere, but I never.
I
heard
don't like
of
how they're
like
called hostels. Like, why is it called a hostel? Why can't you just call it a hotel?
Yeah, because that's an old name for it. And it's not really a hotel. That's where people stay. Like, usually young people stay, and it's like...
Yeah, it looks
not,
like a shithole.
Yeah, it's not like a hotel or anything.
Yeah.
It's the place to crash.
Like, if I ever go to another country for a trip, I'm staying on a resort. But even at a resort, I feel like people at the resort will be like, hey, room number 352, five girls just showed up. Go and get them. That's like literally how shit works, though.
Yeah.
That's how easy it is.
It's true.
Like, I feel like I just want to bring like a huge bodyguard, black, 565 pounds. Yeah, try to. Yeah, try to come to my room. I dare you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've heard that in Cancun they're having a lot of violence.
Yeah.
Between the gangs, but you could end up in the middle of, you know.
And they have people in the gangs working at the hotels.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm like, that's crazy. If it starts in Cancun, it's going to spread. That's why everyone on my timeline has been going to Tulum.
Tulum?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
That's in Mexico.
Mexico, too?
It looks really pretty.
Never heard of it, though.
It's like they have like this new resort. It's up and coming. But like every single person that's in Los Angeles that I follow goes to Tulum like once a week.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's like pretty affordable, too. You can get the resort.
It's a lot of flying, though.
Yeah. No, thanks. There's like some girl who's literally that I follow. She's there like once every 2 weeks.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's that cheap.
Or that, or she's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, getting taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. Coochie coochie.
Yeah. Can you imagine sleeping with a guy and then he's like, all right, you and your girls can go to Tulum. I'd be like, thanks, you stupid fuck.
Yeah. Give me a credit card.
Yeah. Give me your credit card and I'm probably going to fuck everybody in Tulum while you're not there.
But yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine last night. I couldn't believe what I saw. My son at about 10:30, I think it was, when I got home. He's like, I'm hooking up with this girl from Tinder.
And a new one.
Yeah, and he said she just said she wants a fuck buddy. Just come over. So he went over. He comes back after an hour. I said, what happened? He's like, well, everything that was supposed to happen happened. And then you leave.
I could never.
Can you imagine?
No.
What the fuck, man? How can girls do that? I mean, I can understand the guy, okay?
Right.
Guys can just make a deposit and move on, you know? But fuck, man, that's amazing to me, you know? Can you imagine if your own daughter was fucking doing this, you know?
No.
That's pretty shitty.
No. I called my dad and I, like, told him about this guy I might hook up with. And he's like, goodbye, Danielle.
He
like,
doesn't want to hear about
bye,
it.
Bye, Dad. See you later.
Yeah.
But my dad's like so immature. I'd be like the first one to ever bring up sex anywhere we go. And then like he just can't handle it when somebody else brings it up. I'm like, you can't have a double standard, Dad. Like you talk about it 24/7. And your daughters are also 30.
Yeah.
Do you think that when we're dating we're not having sex? Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. But who wants to think about it? You know? It's like thinking about your parents having sex.
I think that's so disgusting. That thought terrible. Freaks me out. I heard my parents have sex once and it like I flipped out on them.
Really?
Have some respect for your kids.
Yeah. I never heard of my parents.
I was mortified.
And grateful, yeah.
Ugh. That's and they're just like old. No offense.
Yeah. No offense. Yeah, they're fucking my age. Well, from where you're looking, they're old, yeah.
Yeah, like I didn't want to picture my parents with their like naked bodies. And then I hear my mom moaning and it's just not something you ever forget.
No, you don't want that.
I'm like, screw you,
don't
mom.
Don't want that. You know, that's nothing that should come from a family.
No. My parents have never ever heard me, caught me, nothing.
Yeah.
I have respect for y'all. Have some respect for
me. Exactly, you know, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm looking here in the news, and this teacher had molested, I guess, this kid, right?
That's great.
And he's getting $2.1 million, mostly from the California School District.
For what?
For being sexually abused by her.
Oh.
For 8 months.
Oh, my
so
God.
So the teacher, she was, she's 40 now. She was 37, and he was 15.
Ew.
At the time. And
I guess there's no difference in 30 and 18.
They had sex. Yeah, well, when except he's a, yeah, he's a teenager, but or a minor, but still 37, 15. So the district must pay $840,000 of the $2.1 million. I don't know who's gonna pay the
rest.
Yeah,
the school district has no money though.
Right.
Like, how are they gonna come up with that? They can't even afford books these days.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to somehow. I don't know. And and then the San Diego district had to pay $650. No, that's something else. What the fuck? But you know, and the thing is that, you know, look, molestation is, you can't justify this and everything, but I guess at 15, you're probably too young to be taken advantage of by a woman, you know?
I think at that point... Or an
older, such older woman. But look, all I can tell you is this, any guy would tell you, wow, to me it would have been a great fantasy and shit, you know? I mean, I wanted to fuck my teachers all the time. You know, I had some teachers that were really hot.
But I guess my thing, and did he come forward or did his parents come forward?
I'm sure he told his parents, or I don't know. They're not saying how they found out.
Because at some point, you got to think that 15-year-old. I mean, it's hard to say what a guy is thinking, but like, yeah, a 15-year-old boy is probably like, "This is awesome.
Right.
I'm losing my virginity to my hot ass math teacher," or whatever whatever the case may be.
Right.
But I mean, 15 is considered a child, which is weird, because 16 is considered like consensual, right now,
for sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think,
or is
so.
It 17?
I don't know. But even 18 is a young age. I think, you know.
Yeah.
To tell somebody they're an adult, but. But yeah, you know, and that's the thing, though, is that she should have known better. And you have to wonder, what is it? It's less about the sex than it is about sort of like being in control, I think, you know?
Oh, like the teacher?
Yeah, the teacher, because she feels like, oh, I can be in control of this. And, you know, whereas with a regular or with a same age man, she probably would feel out of control.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel that, because as I said earlier, when I was debating hooking up with an 18-year-old, I was like, it would be so easy to control that situation.
Right.
But he's also not a fucking minor.
Right.
Like, that's disgusting. I can. He actually FaceTimed me last night at 2:00 in the morning to go over.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, he looks so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Don't do it. And he could be lying about his age.
No, he's not. He's like, you can Google him. Like, he's verified. Like, he's considered a quote-unquote celeb.
Verified what? Age, too?
Mm-hmm.
How did they verify? You send him, like, a driver's license or something?
His age?
No, how do you get verified like that? I mean, that...
Oh, he has his own... Him and his brother have their own TV show. Like, he's considered a celebrity. He has 5 million followers on Instagram.
Okay, but you said it's because of... I don't know. Never mind. I'm confused now.
Yeah.
Because, like, we were talking about the age.
Yeah, he's 18.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you said he's verified. Do they know that he's 18?
Yeah.
The ones that, the people that verified him?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
So, you don't know that, because it's verified that that's his age.
Yeah, that's very true.
If he's a fucking minor.
It's very true.
If he looks
is a minor these days?
Under 18.
Okay, so 18 is like the cut, is when you're an adult.
Right.
Oh, my God. LOLEs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Keep looking.
Yeah.
Don't look in the cradle.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking to have a relationship with an 18-year-old. It'd be strictly sex. But even at that, it's like he looks so young.
Yeah, it's...
Like, some pictures he looks older, and then other times it's like, wow, you look really young. And you're so immature. Like, last night I was like, like, he has his own house, but his house looks like high school kids live there.
Right.
Like, it's just not clean. It's not like a man's apartment. It's not like a man's bachelor pad.
Jeez. I can't believe these kids making money just from being popular.
More money than Instagram. I'll ever see in my life.
Really?
At this point right now.
Wow.
And he's 10 years, 12 years younger than me.
What the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, every generation has its own shit where they make a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
And these people are just like, all they have to do is spend their time on the phone, somehow getting a lot of attention, and suddenly it just blows, you know? Blows up, and you get like hundreds of thousands and millions. Shit. Yeah, well, you have to be young to be able to do that, first of all.
Yeah, I think it's hard to start at a certain age if you haven't already started. Like, it's easy for you to...
Because people are just not hot when they're fucking older, you know? It's not like, you know, you look at young people and you go, wow, you know, check out those pictures, you know?
Right.
I mean, some women my age, like this one woman posted a video, like a selfie video on Facebook, and the skin between her boobs Like, her chest is so wrinkled. I'm like, you can't fucking shit me. You can't tell me at 55 that she looks this terrible, you know?
Yeah, some people age really quickly.
And some places in their body, like the skin, just gets so fucking wrinkled.
I think it's called crepey. They call it crepey skin.
Really?
Yeah, like there's always infomercials. Like, I haven't been sleeping. So at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll put on my TV, and it's always about women who have quote-unquote crepey skin, and like it's like the wrinkles in between their
like
breasts,
crepe, okay,
or like their arms and right, like their necks get like old looking,
right,
so they're
and
like
I'm
trying
saying,
to sell.
Fuck, I would never be attracted to that, you
that's
know?
Horrible.
Why?
Because it's like it's gonna happen to you at some point.
I know. I
and
what
you but you want somebody to say that about you?
I can say it about myself too. I mean, shit, I'm not kidding myself.
Age is a scary thing.
It is.
Like, I used to look at
and
pictures.
And getting older is even scarier.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I know. But the process of getting older, of getting old, is scary, too.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely. You know? 110%.
It's not like, you're not what you used to be anymore. You know, things are different. You got to look for different things, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. So right now, I've got to figure out, like, how I can get to my 5.5 million followers.
Yeah.
Cause I still got it. Like, I still look young.
Yeah, you gotta do shit that nobody else does. You know, gotta be unique.
I know, but it's hard because everybody's fucking doing everything.
I know,
and everything is so played out. Like all these Instagram stars that got famous off making like those 1 minute funny videos. It's like everyone's running out of ideas.
Yeah,
there's maybe like one or two who have really consistent creative content.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, like every single video they upload is just a hit.
Yeah.
And then there's other people where I'm like, I just saw the same video with somebody else doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, come
really?
On. Yeah. So it's hard. Social media is hard. You just really got to be creative, but you also have to have a team behind you, which costs a lot of money. Like these people that are doing weekly videos, they got to pay the cameramen. They got to pay the editors. They got to pay the sound guy. Like it's like having a whole production team.
Yeah.
But they can afford it because they have 20 fucking million followers.
Right. If you can make money like that, then it costs you nothing really
exactly.
to do this
like,
shit.
And some of these people get paid by like McDonald's to do ads. I'm like, they're getting paid pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
God.
They'll do like video 1 minute long videos about like the new McDonald's sandwich. I'm like, I know you just made like $7,000 off this posting.
Yeah. Wow.
Figured it out. It's so easy because then you can sleep all
day.
Yeah. And work around your own schedule. It's so much better than the 9 to 5.
Right. But it's definitely not easy.
It's not.
You got to be the right place, the right time.
Like, I feel like I've got a bomb personality, but I don't know how to put that on social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's great for radio.
Right.
It's great for reality TV, but how do I put that on my social media?
Yeah.
How do I make money
off of
it?
You need to find an angle. You need to find something that I don't know how or what it is, but I do know the rule. And the rule is you got to find somebody that nobody else is doing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
something
I know.
That nobody else is doing. And then, you know, that's why you get like, I mean, this fucking guy is like Southern Mama, you know? Got fucking millions of views, this guy. And all he does is like short videos about him being like a Southern woman, you know?
Yeah.
And he talks funny and shit like this. I'm like, how the fuck? But nobody else is doing
no,
it.
No, it's not true.
Saying?
There's so many guys that dress up as women and they're famous
no,
for
but
it.
He doesn't dress like a woman. He just talks. And
he has a wig?
Like
does
acts.
He wear a wig?
No.
Oh, really?
No, he's just got like shoulder length hair or something.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Look
so
him up. Look up Southern Mama. I'll bet you he's the one that comes up, at least on Facebook. But what's his name? Fuck, I keep forgetting. He was on my show actually, and he's got like millions of followers, millions of views, you know. And yeah, it sucks, man. But I don't know. Some people can do it. You got to be creative.
Let's see.
But definitely you have to be young and attractive. I think that helps a lot.
No, I don't think if you have a good personality, he doesn't pop up. So
maybe you're not spelling it right.
Southern Mama. M-A-M-A.
No, I think M-O-M-M-A. Try
oh,
that.
Oh, Mama.
Yeah, try that and see.
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
On Facebook, no?
Oh, I don't use Facebook, so I don't know.
Well, he uses other things, but let's see, Southern Mama.
So there's this person on Instagram called Joanne the Scammer.
Uh-huh.
And
here, Darren Knight. You see, Southern Mama. On Google, I'm finding this. His name is Darren Knight. Let's see, Southern Mama, the Darren Knight story. Wow. There's even a book about him. What the fuck?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He probably wrote it himself, right?
Here, here's Facebook. So let me see. Let me see how many he's got on Facebook here, and you'll see. 1.2 million views. Okay?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, 1.7 thousand. I mean, 1.7 thousand likes. You know? Oh, that's just for one video here. Okay. Just one video.
That's all he has is one video?
No, no. That's this particular one has that many, but let's see. Yeah. And he's not, you know, I mean, I don't think it's that funny. Just go to, when you get a chance, comediandarrenknight.com.
Yeah, I will, but you have to check out Joanne the Scammer. He got famous for putting on a wig and acting like a woman, and he's probably one of the funniest people I follow on social media.
Really?
Like, I generally, I, like, can't wait for him to upload another video.
Right.
He's so, so, so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wonder what.
And he's a scammer. Like, he pretends to be a woman that's, like, a thief. That's, right. She, like, scams guys out of money. Like, she, her videos are just so funny.
Really?
Like, nobody else was doing it, and she figured it out. She went from having, I first followed him when he had, like, maybe like 90,000.
Right.
And then he just posted this one viral video, and like Amber Rose, Black China, Rihanna, everybody reposted it.
Right.
And he's at, I'll tell you right now how many followers he's at.
Okay. He's, this guy's got 2.5 million followers on Facebook. 2.5 million.
Yeah. This
you
guy,
figure that out.
Yeah.
Starting from nothing.
Yeah. This guy has 1.9.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's all you got to do. You got to figure out what you're good at.
Exactly, and come up with something that nobody else is doing.
Exactly,
you know?
Yep.
But now he's got merchandise and everything, you know?
I mean, that's what you do. Fuck? You get a following, and then people are such big fans of you, they just support anything you do.
That you do, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up a little early because Danny has to make it to the other side of town. And but let's see, now is not a bad time, actually, for traffic.
From here, so it'll be like an hour and 15 because from my house, it's 40.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to drive back in the direction of my house.
The marina. No, it could be less. It could be less. Do you have Waze or Google Maps?
I don't like Waze because she doesn't like speak in my aux cord.
Well, I mute the sound anyway.
Oh, no. I play music through my aux cord.
Okay.
So I need to use Google. And she's always like, turn left. I'm like, all right.
No, but I see. But yeah, I don't use the voice. I just use whatever.
Somebody else I was driving with the other day doesn't use the voice. I'm like, what's the point of using the thing if you're not using
because
the voice?
Because you're looking on the phone at
oh
the
my
map.
God, no. Stuff. But you know what's cool? The car is that the GPS is like right on the car now.
Right.
Like the new Jeeps and stuff. All you got to do is click in the address. You don't even need your phone.
Right, right. No, I've had that for a while, but it's... but it's... Yeah, now I have like Android cars, so you can have Waze... in your car, you know, on your display in your car.
I need to laser my armpit hair. On that note, goodbye.
All right, everybody, goodbye. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.